Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. The Bible says that to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And yesterday we saw that being spiritually minded can mean realizing that the usual human ways of thinking about and doing things can be entirely inadequate. So we turn to God and spiritual means instead. But does this result in life and peace? Let's look at a famous example from the Bible. Just about everyone has heard of David and Goliath. As the story goes, Goliath is a huge warrior with equally huge weapons. The entire army of Israel is terrified by him. But if one of them doesn't defeat him, their nation will be oppressed by their enemy. But David, who's a shepherd, not a soldier, is not scared. He relied on God when a lion and bear threatened his sheep, and the sheep were safe as a result. The king offers him armor and weapons to go up against Goliath, but after thinking about it, David refuses them, opting to rely on God as he's done in the past. He takes his slingshot, picks up some stones, and runs out to battle Goliath, who, as you might imagine, can't believe it. This scrawny kid is going to defeat him? Well, yes. With none of the standard human resources, but with the power of God behind him, David defeats Goliath with one stone from his slingshot. Life and peace reign in Israel as a result of his spiritual mindedness. May such spiritual mindedness bring life and peace to nations today. Amen.